You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and today I have a special guest. I have Nurse Sarah Cole.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Just fine. So everybody that's listening probably knows that we have this fabulous nurse here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, that's Sarah Cole, and she does a lot of really fun and exciting things. And over the past year, we've been kind of brainstorming some ideas for trying to do new things to body parts that would not necessarily be something that everyone would just immediately assume could be done. And one of the areas that we were thinking about, even before this pandemic hit, was something that we could do to perfect your peach. Mm-hmm. Sarah, tell us a little bit about perfecting the peach.
Sure. So we're all wearing masks, and all the attention is now getting distributed to other areas of our bodies. It is bikini season still, and we are showing off our little hinies. We're wearing really adorable bikinis that are showing a lot more booty than we have in the past. Thong bikinis are actually very much in now, and it's time to start focusing a little bit of attention to our peaches. So our faces, we get a ton of patients that come in that are saying how they want their face to look like they have a filter on it. So they're spending a ton of money on skincare products. They're getting filler, they're getting Botox, all kinds of things to make their faces look absolutely flawless. We can actually do the same thing for your peach.
I kind of loved the idea from the beginning because we're kind of borrowing techniques and tools that we use on other parts of the body, like the face, the décolleté. And it's fascinating because it's right in time with this whole pandemic thing. Just like Sarah was saying, everybody's coming in and we're, staying away from doing things possibly around the face. But the butt is definitely some place that you could really perfect. And one of the tools that we've been using all over the body, face, décolleté, arms, is something called Sculptra. And Sarah, just talk a little bit about how you see the use of Sculptra in the whole perfecting the peach category.
Sure. So if there's some dimpling that is bothering a patient, or some cellulite, or if they have some hip dips that they kind of want to pop out, or even just offer a little bit of extra projection to their peach, we can use Sculptra to help stimulate your body's own collagen and kind of plump things out a little bit.
I think that when all of you out there that are listening to this start to hear this, it's going to start to like connect to you and say, okay, wait a minute. What other things can you do to that area that will make things better? So we even incorporated our esthetician's services to come up with a special type of a peel or a mask that we could do to the butt to make the butt look. And you even mentioned it the other day when you said it looked glassy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you think? How is that looking to you?
Yeah. So that's actually our medical grade facial that we're going to be offering in the office. And just the cocktail that we're including in this facial, and the little bit of microneedling, so to speak, that we're using, it actually delivers amazing products into that skin and creates just an overall glassy appearance to the buttock area.
Right. And again, it's kind of incorporating a lot of other things that we've tried to do and we have been doing on the face and other parts of the body. But it's so interesting that you could literally come in. It's totally non-surgical. Everything is something that you could just come into the office and have done all at once. And it's really exciting because there's been a menu of services literally designed specifically to address perfecting your peach. And you can choose from a multitude of different therapies. The one that's, I think, the one I think that's going to be the most popular as we're moving into August is something that's incorporating a little bit of Botox and a little bit of filler together with trying to mix some PRP and some other things all together, that if we really infuse it properly into the buttock skin, it not only creates a plumping, but it makes the butt look very shiny, like Sarah was saying, glassy, and also gives the appearance that you have had something done to make it just look lifted without really doing anything surgically or anything like that. And we've had a bunch of patients that we've done it to. Sarah, what have been some of the responses and some of the feedback that you've gotten from some of the patients?
You know, what's actually funny, Dr. Davis, is it's the husband's responses.
Oh, is that right?
A couple of the patients have told me that their husbands notice a difference, that the area just feels smooth and looks amazing in lingerie. And they've gotten quite a response from their spouse. So I think this is going to be a pretty cool trend.
Well, you know, Sarah and I were talking about moving into like through August into September, and so many weddings have been canceled due to the coronavirus, but they're starting to get scheduled. And we were talking about how something like this may be a very apropos time to talk about lingerie and other things. Tell us a little bit about some of those plans that you have.
Yeah. So, I mean, if your wedding is postponed and you need to come up with something cute to do for your fiance or your future husband, I mean, there could be boudoir photo shoots that you can do, or just pick up some cute lingerie. And, you know, we're really focusing on the body at this point in time, not so much on the face because of all the mask wearing. If you guys go on a little mini moon or decide to get away a little bit together instead of focusing so much on this postponed wedding, you're going to look killer in a bikini. I'll tell you that.
Well, Sarah has been really helping me understand the new trends. And I understand that the bikinis are now getting a little skimpier.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the thongs are back. They're cheekier in the back, which I personally like because I think it makes your booty look a little bit better. But now we're seeing a lot more booty skin. So that's why it's so important also that we now have to take care of it a little bit better.
Sarah, with some of the treatments that we're doing, do you recommend that the patient should be coming in with the bikini that they want to wear?
I don't think that's a terrible idea. But really, during the consultation, I would love to, you know, do a little assessment with either a thong on that we can provide them, or we just take a look, you know, completely bare bottomed. That's fine as well.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, over the years, one of the things that I know doing like tummy tucks and doing even liposuctioning around like a bra line in the front of the bra or the back bra line, I always like when the patients come in with like the bras that they know they want to wear, but kind of exposes some little pockets of fat.
Yeah.
Or even when we're doing a tummy tuck, I like to like design the incision so that it would be covered by their thong or their bikini or their underwear or something like that.
I think it depends on the service too. If there's a particular dimpling that they don't like, or if there's a dark spot that maybe they want to try to get rid of, or a stretch mark, then maybe I would like to look at the entire thing. But if they're not so concerned about that and they just want to bring in a bikini that they love and they just want the areas that are shown outside of the bikini, then that's completely fine.
That's good. And I think everyone that's listening, I think the take-home message, honestly, is more about we now have services directed towards making your butt and your peach look better. And we've had so many patients come in with just different things that bothered them about it. You don't have to have the entire menu of services. It could just be some cellulite, some dimpling. It could just be a shaping that we need to do, or it could just be just like a really great facial, but this way it's like kind of using it on your butt.
And we have all services listed underneath on the menu, going anywhere from least invasive as far as even just skincare goes, all the way up to the most invasive in surgery. So we really put this together well so that everyone has every possible option depending on the area that they really want to target.
So. Yeah, and I think there's still time in the summer of 2020 to do something fun like this. And I know Sarah and I have really been trying to think about what things can we do with everything that's been going on with the pandemic and everyone just having to be homebound for so long. Now people are really going out to the beaches or just getting out because it's still, you know, the weather that you could do that with. I think it would be a fun thing to try to do. And I actually think that just because we know about this from doing so many facials over the years, keeping up on some of these types of things does make your butt continue to really look like it's in shape, like it's toned, and it really looks great. So aside from doing squats and all the other things that everyone always does to try to make their butt look really, really in shape, this is another aspect to it that you can continue throughout the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
You know? So thank you all so much for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I had Sarah Cole on today, and we're talking about doing everything we can to perfect your peach. I hope you all enjoyed this. If you have any questions about anything, don't hesitate to contact us, and I'll be talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.